today on Real Radio.
So when he says be a living sacrifice, he means you come to me and I'll live my life through you on a daily basis. You don't have to get caught up into the rights and wrongs and do this, do that, turn left, turn right. Let him lead your life. That will be your worship. And watch what God does. He will do his relationship through you. He transforms you.
Welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Radio, Pastor Jack, in a message called Who Told You That Jesus is the High Priest, Part 3, continues a series called Who Told You? Oftentimes, doctrine is based on past experiences or outside influences. In this series, we learn how to discern the voices of our day based on what Scripture reveals. In Part 1 of this lesson, we looked at Jesus as the Christ. In Part 2, we learned why Jesus was called Lord. And now, Part 3, we'll see how Jesus is also our High Priest. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 4, verses 14 through 16, the Bible clearly tells us that we have a great High Priest who sympathizes with us in our weakness. And since Jesus is our High Priest, we can come to Him for grace and mercy in our time of need. Today, Pastor Jack tells us that we have a High Priest in Jesus who stays with us forever. His forgiveness extends through eternity and assures us of this truth through the Holy Spirit and through God's Word. And now, continuing in his lesson called Who Told You That Jesus is the High Priest, Part 3, here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs.
And so do the things of the Spirit. And listen, whatever you're eating on is going to be your strength. And in the middle is that soul. And so whatever's winning, the spirit or the flesh, the soul is going to go after. And the Bible says that when we pick up the Word of God, we can renew our minds. And that's what God would have us to do. The second thing under this is that the priestly benefits of Jesus Christ transforms our spirit. He transforms us. How so? The Bible says, and you know this verse well, it's Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. God's priestly work transforms us. The Bible says in verse 1 of Romans 12, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. I love that, by the way, living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable worship or service. Do not be conformed to this world. Well, how do I not do that? By being transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable perfect will of God. This is precious to me because I love our God. He died so you can live. Listen, He died so you can live. He wants living sacrifices. Now, look, you don't want to serve a God who says, strap a bomb onto yourself and blow yourself up, and maybe, read the fine print, and maybe you'll be accepted. Did you know that? Strap a bomb onto yourself, go blow up infidels, maybe you'll be accepted. You'll not find that in the Bible. Our high priest died for us so we could live for him. God doesn't want you in this world dead. God wants you in this world alive. Because listen, it takes living people to witness to living people. And it takes loving people to communicate love to a hurting world. It is absolutely awesome. God says, I want you to live. So when he says, be a living sacrifice, he means you come to me and I'll live my life through you on a daily basis. You don't have to get caught up into the rights and wrongs and do this, do that, turn left, turn right. Let him lead your life. That will be your worship. And watch what God does. He will do his relationship through you. He transforms you. Thirdly, Jesus' priestly benefit guarantees your redemption. Your redemption. This is amazing. I read this in an old, it's a new book, but it's from an old era. And this scholar said, you can only be as good as your priest. You can only be as good as your priest. You think of what are the priestly benefits of Jesus Christ for your life? Well, redemption. Our priest Jesus is the only one who not only died on the cross for our sins, but having been risen from the dead, guaranteed for us our redemption. And his priesthood for us is so good that he transfers this experience for you and I, to you and I. It's guaranteed by Jesus. I am so grateful that me going to heaven is not based upon Jack and based upon Jack's faithfulness. I'm going to go to heaven not because I'm good. I'm going to go to heaven because only God is good. I'm not going to go to heaven because I've had a chance to do anything, if at all, that was honoring to him. I'm going to go to heaven because of what Jesus did completely for me and for you. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 7, verse 26, listen, for such a high priest was fitting, was just right for us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners. Do you have a priest like that? And has become higher than the heavens, who does not need daily, as those high priests, to offer up sacrifices, first for his own sins, and then for the people's. For this he did once for all, when he offered up himself. Don't you love that? Think about it. And listen, I'm not trying to upset you. I want you to think. So you sin, and you go to an earthly priest to get forgiveness. But listen, he's a sinner. Where does he go? He's got to go get forgiveness of his sin. But where is he going? He's going to a religious economy that God says ended in Christ. If you don't go to Jesus, dear friend, you're not going anywhere. This is a big deal. You're only as good, or can be as good, based upon the position and the practicality of your priest to guarantee for you redemption. That's why we go to Jesus. Hebrews 9, verse 26 tells us he has appeared. Listen to this. He has appeared, Jesus, to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. And as it is appointed for men once to die, and after this the judgment, so Christ was offered once to bear the sins of many. And to those who eagerly wait for him, he will appear a second time, apart from sin, for salvation. What does that verse mean? It means what Jesus did at the cross is so fully powerful, so cleansing, so guaranteeing redemption, that when Christ returns, sin issue is so removed that he's coming for those who are looking for him for salvation. I love that truth. And then church, we'll end right here. Jesus, our high priest, third and final argument, is what is the assurance of his priesthood? So what does Jesus assure for me as my priest? I'm going to give you a theological truth. It's huge. Are you listening before I give it? Can you all hear me? Listen to this. We are as secure in Christ now, right now, this morning. In other words, you cannot get any more saved than you are right here, right now, if you're a born-again believer, according to Jesus, John chapter 3. You're not getting more saved. You are as secure in Christ now as you will ever be. His work is finished, but for now, you and I are arriving at that truth daily. You and I are entering into what is already in effect. Listen, church, salvation has been purchased and it's complete. And we have positionally been declared righteous by God, according to Christ and his sacrifice. Though you and I are living every day and getting closer to eternity, the moment you accepted Christ, are you watching my fingers? Because apparently they're doing all the talking here. The moment you said yes to Jesus, in your little infantile, almost embryonic moment of salvation, oh yes, Lord, come into my heart. Boom, in that second. You were just as righteous and declared righteous by God in heaven above. Your sins were washed clean in heaven, removed from the books of remembrance. Your name placed in the Lamb's Book of Life in an instant, and all of your life's living to this moment, you're not any more saved. What has happened in this life's experience is that you have been growing in your Christian character. That's why Bible study is so important. That's why we spend so much time doing what we're doing right now. But do you know that? Have you been a Christian a long time? You're no more saved now than it was the day that you asked Christ into your life. Are you a brand new believer? You're as saved now as you'll ever be. Isn't that good news? Look, the thief on the cross died on the cross, and moments later, he entered eternity in an instant. The old saints die of old age just as saved as they were the moment they were born again. I find that incredibly encouraging. At what point, my dear friend, if you've got an earthly priest that's interceding for you, at what point is it enough? If you are trying to work your way into heaven by good deeds and good works and morality and being faithful in church attendance and making sure you tithe and doing your time, changing diapers in the children's ministry, working in the parking lot, being a greeter, and now God will love me. Listen, you are absolutely lovingly, I'm telling you, messed up. And you know it because all of that stuff feeds the flesh. Now I'm acceptable. No, you're not. The sinner that comes to Christ in that moment is washed as white as the driven snow. All based upon the sacrifice of our great priest. It's an all-sufficient sacrifice. Jesus' priestly assurance is all-sufficient. How so? Hebrews chapter 10, verse 11 says that every priest stands ministering. He's talking about earthly priests. Stands ministering daily. Listen, offering repeatedly, redundantly, the same sacrifices. Church, listen. Earthly priests do the same thing over and over again, says the Bible. Which, what does it say? Are you reading this? Can you see it? Look what it says. Oh, it's not there. The verse. It's Hebrews 10, 11. Guys, there you go. Follow. Can you see it? Okay. And every priest stands ministering daily and offering repeatedly the same sacrifices, which, what? Can never take away sins. But I confessed last week. I went and lived it up, and then I went to confession. You're in trouble. The sin is still with you. The Bible says an earthly priest can't take away your sin. Even if he does it over and over and over again. When's the last time you heard this? Have you ever heard this? It's in your Bible. Keep reading. He goes on and says, verse 12, but this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, what did he do? Sat down at the right hand of God. Sat down. I'm done. Sin's been paid for. This is your high priest. It's done. What an awesome truth we have in Jesus. Hebrews chapter 8, verse 1 says, now this is the main point, Hebrews 8, 1, of the things that we're saying. We have such a high priest who is seated at the right hand of the throne of majesty in the heavens, a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle, which the Lord erected and not man. This is Jesus. Jesus' priestly assurances abide forever. Everything that Jesus did for us abides forever. This is comforting news. I don't need to belabor it. In Hebrews 7:23, it simply says that there were many priests because they were prevented by death. In other words, the priest did what they did, but it couldn't continue because they died. He, because he continues forever, has an unchangeable priesthood. Therefore, he is able also to save to the uttermost those who come to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them, for us. What an amazing, awesome truth. Jesus, who lives forever, is our high priest forever. Did you know that because his ministry is forever, that every time you pray, he's listening? Every time you fall down and cry out, he's listening? Did you know every time you go to him and say, Lord, forgive me, that was wrong, he's listening? He's making intercession for the believers, the Bible says. I love that. Jesus, the Son of God, because of his merit on the cross and resurrection, when I, as a believer, sin, I call out to Christ. Jesus turns around and takes my petition to the Father and says, Father, Jack belongs to me. He's covered in my blood. And the Father understands that from the sacrifice of Christ, his righteousness is attributed to my account, and Jack is declared righteous. All at the expense of Christ. Yeah, all at the expense of Jesus Christ. Guys, throw up the first diagram, and I'll just go through them really quick for time's sake. In the Old Testament, which the Bible says in the book of Hebrews, all that God gave Moses in Mount Sinai, the blueprints, the tabernacle, and all that stuff, the design of the menorah and the Ark of the Covenant, God said to Moses, all that stuff I've showed you in the mountain is a copy of what's in heaven. Did you know that? I don't know if you know that or not, but the Bible says everything that Moses built and then later Solomon, everything they put into the temple is a copy of what's in heaven. See the high priest on the right-hand side of your screens? This is the high priest apparel. This is what he wore in public. Beautiful, right? Amazing, intricate, just even the weaving of it. Gold thread, by the way, all kinds of amazing, special dyed materials, down to the detail based upon the book of Leviticus, and they could not err from it. Incredibly specific. The high priest. Everything in the Bible that he's wearing answers to this outfit. The priest would have to find, for example, and I'm speed reading this, and a perfect, unblemished male lamb to be sacrificed. Had to be inspected, had to be reviewed for the week, had to be completely confirmed that it's pure. On the Day of Atonement, this animal is sacrificed. The process is huge. Chapters of the Bible are dedicated to this. But for him to get into, for him to go from the altar of sacrifice, burnt offering, the laver that's filled with water, he would cleanse himself. The priest would enter in. He would walk into the holy place. And you know there, the menorah is there, the showbread. As he would do performance, he would do procedures for the people. Only one day of the year would he be allowed to go into the Ark of the Covenant, the Holy of Holies. See that beautiful outfit he's wearing? By the way, see the 12 stones representing the 12 tribes of Israel and all those who are of the 12 tribes? The Bible tells us that Jesus Christ wears us on his chest now. He goes into the presence, the holy presence. This priest had to take that gown off, and he wore only simple white garments into the presence of the Holy of Holies. Isn't it beautiful what he accomplishes there? He comes out, and by his sacrifice, we get to wear white. I'm talking Jesus. Isn't it amazing that the Bible says regarding Jesus and his earthly body, that there was no beauty or form or comeliness, that when we see him, that we should be in awe of his physical beauty? Why? Because Jesus was not to be all dolled up like the high priest was in public. Jesus went into the presence of the Holy of Holies in heaven above. The Bible tells us to present his sacrifice once and for all, purchasing for you and I eternal salvation. You know how the Bible says, lay up your treasures in heaven where moth and rust and thieves do not break in and steal? Isn't it great, church, that, and you can go to the next slide, isn't it great, church, that Jesus Christ never went into the temple? Did you know that? You say, wait a minute, the Bible says he went to the temple. He went to the temple. He went all around the temple. He never went into the temple. Jesus. I find that awesome. In a sense, Jesus was saying, I don't need to go in there. I'm the culmination of all of that stuff. Why would I go in there to get a look at me? Why would I go in there to do anything when whatever I do is what brings redemption for mankind? I'm not going to go to the altar. I'm not going to go to the Ark of the Covenant that's here in the temple. I'm going to the cross. I'm going to be the Lamb that takes away the sins of the world. I'm going to die on the cross. I'm going to be buried in the tomb. I'm going to be resurrected from the dead. And from that point on, I will be the priest for all who will trust in me for all eternity. I'm not only the sacrifice, I'm the one that issues forgiveness as the priest. Listen, it's beautifully, the whole thing is beautifully rigged. It's beautifully wholly rigged. The one who spends the price of his life is the one that was sinned against, but he's the same one who pays for the offense. And he turns to you in his love and says, you're forgiven. Come to me, you're forgiven. Tell me what you want to be forgiven for. I died for that sin. I've given myself that you might live a life that is awesome. I've done this for you. This is what he's done. He abides forever. And then finally, we end here. Jesus' priestly assurances gives what cannot be bought. It's free. Salvation's free. Hebrews chapter 4, it's the last passage of the day. Hebrews 4, verse 14. Hebrews 4:14. And as I read this, I want you to ask yourself, is this true in your life? Please, each and every one of you, ask yourself, is this true in your own life? Seeing then that we, how about you, have a great high priest who has passed through. The word through here is passed through and gone beyond. It means to go through a veil, to go from here to there. The heavens. Jesus, the Son of God. So then let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. This is the Jesus who is the high priest. Friends, you may show respect to any religious leader. I understand that. That's fine. But don't you go to any man on earth and expect forgiveness to be issued, to somehow have some form of absolution from your sin, when God has said, I have sent my only Son to die for the sins of the world, that by you putting your faith in him as your high priest, he imparts to you his righteousness because he has paid the price that you and I could never afford. It has to be free to us because it cost him everything.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs here on Real Radio in a message called Who Told You That Jesus is the High Priest, Part 3. Thank you for listening. And our hope is that Jesus is the high priest of your life and the only one you go to for salvation and forgiveness. Who Told You That Jesus is the High Priest, Part 3, is part of Pastor Jack's series called Who Told You? A series that gives us the truth about heaven, salvation, God's enduring grace, as well as his plan for our lives and the future of his church. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Radio. Hey, by the way, if you've made a decision for Christ and you need some help or you just want to talk to someone about it, head on over to reallifewithjackhibbs.org and click the contact tab. We would love to get in touch with you. We'd like to have some contact with you, get somebody in touch that can help you in your walk with Christ. Again, if you've just made a decision for Christ, or maybe you need some hand-holding along the way, that's not a problem. Get a hold of us at reallifewithjackhibbs.org. There's a new series from Pastor Jack coming real soon. It's called The Book of Acts. The Book of Acts is found in the New Testament of the Bible, and it's a powerful testimony of God's sustaining power in the most difficult times in the life of the believer. The study covers topics such as the Acts of the Apostles, the power of the gospel, what is the filling of the Holy Spirit, as well as how to grow in Christ, and where is God when you need him. And if you found our radio broadcast or any part of our ministry helpful in your walk with God, you can help support us on the Real Life with Jack Hibbs app, or just go to our website at reallifewithjackhibbs.org. And if you'd like to get a hold of us, you can write this number down and call us 877-RR-RADIO. That's 877-777-2346. Or you could write to us if you'd like, P.O. Box 1273, Chino Hills, California, 91709. And don't forget, we have other ways that you can connect with us, like Facebook, Instagram, and the Real Life with Jack Hibbs app. Or you can visit our website, reallifewithjackhibbs.org, and click on the Contact tab. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio, made possible by the generous contributions of our listeners. Visit us at reallifewithjackhibbs.org, reallifewithjackhibbs.org. I'm David J. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in his word. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio.